Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about the ability to tell you that Ivan Meisner is back with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the king of networking. He's the world's guru on networking. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI. You've all heard of it. And if you haven't, where have you been? You surely you know about BNI, because I've sure been telling people about it, about BNI for a long time, more than 10 years. He's the author of Networking Like a Pro, The 29% Solution, Master of Sales, on and on, something under 3 dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back on the show.
It's good to have you back, Ivan, as always.
Hey, I got to ask you a question about your show.
Okay.
Where'd that Michael Caine quote come from? What movie?
Where did what?
The quote, Michael Caine, that you just did about the teamwork.
Oh, yeah, that was, I've forgotten which one that's from. The, as long as you do everything I say.
it's a fun quote.
Yeah, it's always a great one. No, and that's pretty much what I practice in my business, too, don't you?
That's not true at all. But
you can do anything you want as long as you do everything I say.
Wouldn't life be a lot easier?
Well, exactly. A friend of mine wrote a book called Why Don't You Want What I Want?
Yeah.
I love that title.
If there weren't people involved.
That's exactly. Well, you know the problem with humanity, don't you? The humans.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the humans. Hey, Ivan, speaking of humans, one of the things that I have said many times in my life when people have tried to teach me something or instruct me or herd me in a certain way, pin me up, you know, pigeonhole me, try to get me to do something a certain way, I've used the line, well, I know that works for you and all those other 10 million people, but I'm different.
Yeah.
And you've been working on that concept lately, haven't you?
I have. I call it the I'm different syndrome, or we're different syndrome. And, you know, it's a universal syndrome where people around the world will use the we're different comment as a reason for not doing the things that they really just don't want to do. And I see it. You know, BNI is now in 44 countries around the world.
Wow.
44. And I keep seeing people say, well, no, we're different here. It doesn't operate the same way. So 44 countries, a lot of people don't know this. Do you know what country I was in and what year I first heard the, no, this networking thing won't work here, we're different?
You mean the first country, United States?
The first, what country out of the 44 was the first one I heard we're different?
Probably the U.S.
Yeah, U.S. And it was the San Fernando Valley talking about what we were doing in the San Gabriel Valley. And for those of you who don't know the distance between the two, but it's about 10 miles.
Yeah.
And so the first time I heard somebody say, no, that won't work here, we're different. We're different here in the San Fernando Valley, was literally 3-4 months after I started my organization. And it was one valley talking about the other valley. And it just, you know, it's gone from there. Every place that I go throughout the United States.
Why are humans like that?
You know,
why can't we get out of our own way?
Oh, it's a great question. I think the problem is that, bottom line, people don't want to do what's being suggested of them. And
right.
And so the excuse they use is we're different. And, of course, that's a really big thing with something like networking, where you not only get we're different, but that's very American. Oh, that's so American. This whole networking thing is so incredibly American. And I remember the first
time you get that in other countries?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I generally tell them this is the least American thing that I've ever done. And they look at me like I'm crazy, and they say, well, what do you mean? I say, well, because, you know, B&I, your listeners may not know it, but we have this philosophy of giver's gain, that you help other people and they help you. And I say to them,
I quoted you yesterday on that. I was in a little, in fact, at dinner last night. I quoted you, and I used that term last night. I wasn't even thinking about it. I knew you were going to be on today, but I wasn't even thinking about it. But I quote you all the time on that.
On giver's gain. Well,
yes.
And I'll say to whoever.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful, and I'll tell them, when you think of American business, do you think of helping one another, supporting each other, giver's gain, law of reciprocity? And they go, no. I said, what do you think of? Well, dog, put the other guy out of business.
Yeah, cowboy mentality, shooting the hip.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to. Do you think about this, folks? Do you think that this you're different and things don't apply to you? Well, keep listening. We're going to change your mind a little bit, I think. 2012. Stay with us. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Ivan Meisner has deposited with us in over 11 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. We're very glad to say that he's been an abiding member and a big supporter of all the things that we do for all these years. We appreciate it very much. But you can go back and listen to so many things that he's said to us over the years. Find a different topic there on networking, on connecting with customers, on improving sales. Lots of stuff there that's still valid, even though it may have been a few years ago that he told us about that. Ivan is the chairman and the founder of B&I, Business Network International. And Ivan, when we went to the break, you were talking to us about how I thought it was interesting that I never had thought about that people in other parts of the world, a lot of times they think of the United States and they admire us for different things. I know that other countries long for our entrepreneurial spirit, but I hadn't thought about them resisting networking because it's an American thing.
Yeah, that's so common. They say, oh, that's so American, and especially because we stand up and we do presentations, we talk about our businesses, and so
are you in France?
Yeah, we have.
French would be the classic examples of that because they bristle at the idea that America, that English is, American English especially, is the universal language of business. They think it should be French.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's no question. I remember the first time we opened up in another country. The first country we opened in was Canada, which borders the U.S., and we thought that would be a good place to start. And I was nervous, I got to be honest, because, you get this weird different syndrome so much that I was concerned, would this, in fact, work in another country? And this is not a joke. This is not a joke, Jim. This really happened. I met a brand-new B&I member, so she understood the program in Canada, and I asked her, I said, do you think this will work, this kind of networking we do where it's structured and there's a system and we're meeting every week? You think this will work in Canada? And I swear to you, she looks at me without batting an eye, and she says, oh, honey, this will work great in Canada. Canadians are basically Americans with cheap health care and no guns.
I've heard that before.
She really did say that. And it has worked great in Canada. We started there in 1995, so we've been operating there for 15 years.
Groups do you have?
We now have over 5,700 groups in more than 44 countries.
Wow. Amazing. How many people?
Over 130,000 members, which is an interesting statistic because last year we opened a fair number of new chapters. Our net growth was in the neighborhood of 300, which is a pretty good net growth. But here's the amazing thing. In the last 2 years, our average number of members per chapter increased more than in the last 23 years combined.
And your basic concept of networking is throughout all of them, right? I mean, basically the same model that you use in in, you know, in California they use in any other country?
Virtually identical, but here's the trick. We tell them it's different. We literally do, no joke. We go into each country and we say, this has been designed for your country. And once we do that, then they're fine with it. But if we go in and we say, this is the American program.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, yeah, you couldn't get away with that, could you?
No. So we tell
I'm sure some of the protocols are different. I'm sure that people meet and greet a little bit differently in Japan than they do in Iowa.
You know what? It's superficial.
I'm talking about you know the gathering ritual. When do you meet? What do you do while you're there? The you know, bowing instead of shaking hands, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sure that's customized for the air.
No, I'm telling you, it's virtually identical. The kinds of changes that you see are very superficial. Things like in some countries, they don't call them chapter presidents. They're chapter director because, you know, in the United Kingdom, they don't have presidents. So
well, the reason I say that, I'm a Rotarian. And in America, Rotary is done at lunch or at breakfast, sometimes dinner. Mm-hmm. But usually it's in the middle of the day and you just go and you eat and you leave. Yeah. But in other countries, Rotary is a reason to get together and have a drink.
There's some truth to that, and I'm a 16-year past Rotarian, so I know understand Rotary pretty well. But I'll be honest, Jim, there's very, very few differences, if any. I ever tell the story about the first time I heard BNI meeting in another language?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it was in Sweden. So I'm watching a BNI meeting. Now,
they speak English better than we do over there.
They do speak English well, but Swedish isn't like French, where you pick up a word or two, or
no, you can't. No, like, it's a hard language.
Yeah, it's not like Spanish. I grew up in Southern California. You know a little bit of Spanish. Swedish is like it's unlike any other language. So,
that's right.
You know, people are speaking Swedish. Okay, you have no idea what the world they're saying, right? So I'm watching this entire meeting in Swedish, and one of the BNI members leans over to me and says, "You have no idea what he's talking about, do you?" He said, yeah, he's introducing the referral part of the meeting. He's explaining that if you have a referral, you give it. If you don't, you give a testimonial. He says, wow, you know Swedish? I said, no, I wrote the agenda. and that's a true story.
So,
I knew exactly what was happening and why it was happening and what was taking place, even though I didn't understand a single word.
So, folks, do you still think that you're different when it comes to networking, when it comes to anything? You know, are you still resisting the idea that maybe something like this could work for you? I hope not. We're going to take a quick break. It's Tintel. Right back with Ivan Meisner after these messages. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI here. Your new book, Ivan, is Networking Like a Pro, right?
Networking Like a Pro, yeah. Now, here's something you may not have known. A few months ago, it was the number one book on Amazon as the most gifted book to other people.
I always say, buy two. You're going to want to keep one and give one away.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened with it. I think we had so many BNI members referring and giving it as a gift.
Right.
That it hit number one on Amazon for the most.
I'm not surprised. That doesn't surprise me at all. And it's BNI.com, right?
BNI.com. If people would like information or want to go visit a local group, as I said, we have over 5,700 groups now, 44 countries.
How many in the United States?
There's about 30. I think it's about 3,500. BNI, 63% of the organization is now in the United States, and we anticipate that it'll probably be less than half within the next.
And you got Hawaii, you got Virgin Islands, you got folks down there in the Caribbean.
Yeah, all 50 states and in the Caribbean. Yeah, Caribbean.
We got stations out there in the islands.
South America. We don't have a lot in South America, but we have some groups in South America.
Right. So check it out, folks. You can find a group near you, and if there's not one, you can also check out the website there, and they'll show you how you can start one yourself if you wanted to. Ivan, we're talking about being different. I'm different. This just doesn't apply to me. And that syndrome is really can really hold you back. It can really limit your growth, can it?
Yeah, it really can. I think anyone who's achieved success has succumbed to the basics. And in fact, if you take a look at a lot of people's success stories, they talk about fighting the urge to reinvent the wheel and sticking to what's proven to be work, to what's worked. It's this whole, you know, fight City Hall, I'll succeed without doing what's been proven. But it's a losing battle. I really think that successful techniques in business and in life transcend our differences. Listen, there are cultural differences. I'd be lying to you to say that there aren't cultural differences around the world. But the systems that work consistently. And I came to that conclusion when we just started opening in other countries, and I had a chance to have lunch with Brian Tracy. I'm sure you know Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had lunch, him and I, and I talked to him about the seminars he did. And he's multilingual, and he speaks several languages. And he does some of the trainings in Europe. He does them in German. He's pretty fluent in German. And I asked him, I said, Brian, do you change up your material at all when you're speaking to a German audience? And he looked at me and he says, I don't change a single word. Not a single word. The material is identical when I do it in German. He said, other than translation issues, which translation's always fun when you're dealing
right.
with countries. But he said, other than translations, I don't change a word. And I said, why is that? Why do you think it works? Because German mentality is different. And he said, you know, if you can teach a business person how to do something more effectively or more efficiently, they're going to listen to you. And so the cultural differences become secondary. It made me start thinking of another culture that we have, and that's the culture of entrepreneurism.
Right.
And the culture of entrepreneurism transcends many other cultural differences. And the things that work from a business perspective in France also work in the United States.
Absolutely.
Also work in the UK.
The key for entrepreneurs, though, is to not reinvent something. Don't fix something that doesn't need to be fixed. Use the fundamentals. Focus on the fundamentals, but still be able to put your own perspective, your own entrepreneurial spin on it.
Yeah,
isn't that the key?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you talked about the meetings maybe being different in Japan versus the United States, and there are differences in the sense in small senses, like. The Japanese or many Asian cultures use what's called the Maishi ritual in handing out a business card. And I'm sure you've seen
right.
where people
yeah.
you know, bow, hold the corner of the cards, hand the card,
right.
pass the card, comment on the card. Yeah, okay. Is that different? It looks different, but what are they passing? A business
card. That's right.
And that transcends the cultural differences. We're, you know, worldwide, business people are handing each other business cards. Now, in the U.S., we may kind of toss it at somebody, but we're still passing a business card, and so the core principles are very much the same.
Right. Ivan, give us the website again, please.
BNI.com, and if people would like to read my blog, I do a blog for Entrepreneur. Go to networkingentrepreneur.com, networkingentrepreneur.com. If you can't spell entrepreneur, go to dictionary.com.
There you go. And you can find, in fact, his recent post is all about the I'm not different syndrome. I mean, I am different syndrome. Ivan, thanks for being here as always. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Good job. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.